The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Tuesday, 12th of November, 2019. I'm your host, John Stepmiller. We'll continue taking calls here. Keith Rogers, what say you, sir?
I have two things for you there, Mr. Stepmiller. You know, I'm a firm believer in karma. And what we have witnessed, and this is what happens, is when people have been asleep for so long, that during the Reagan era, with the seizure of all the lands throughout Latin America, and now they're doing it to Bolivia, they want to do it to Venezuela, with the Syria taking that oil of Syria, this has been such a repetitive thing that over the decades, Americans sat by and watched idly as it was all done in the name of America. And now, like the German poet said, first they came, now we see this is all coming back towards America, to where now this rogue government, and through the Patriot Act and all this, they've devised against us and making us the criminal, like the Spokane sheriff that compared constitutionalists to that of ISIS. And this goes on down to that DHS memo about anyone that's sovereign or basically terrorist.
Well, that was anyway, actually, and Keith, that was actually generated from the FBI. That's the the FBI is now under the umbrella of Department of Homeland Security, but that came directly from the FBI to all law enforcement, both county sheriff and police department chiefs, and any law enforcement organization they could send it out to. And this was designed to shake up the cops, make them nervous about people that are out there trying to defend themselves against the police state. That itself was a setup.
Right. And as you so well have shown here on your show here, how rogue our law enforcement has gotten here in this country here, and that's why you've been the admonition not to provoke anyone in this situation down there in Idaho. But the reason I was actually calling now is with this eligibility for a lawsuit against the gun manufacturer, whether or not they're going to be or they are bankrupt or what like that, but we have the same premise now. Does that also open it up for all those people that have been killed by the millions by those U.S. assault rifles in Iraq, the ones that Libya got from Hillary, passed on to Syria? You're talking of 550,000 dead there. The articles on Business Insider of the ISIS being supplied tow weapons and stuff. I mean, does this open it up for that all those countries now can start suing the U.S. For the makers of those weapons?
Well, actually, Keith, what I suspected it is that, yeah, by way of lawsuit, you know, and by state Supreme Court, I noticed that this has not been put forth to the United States Supreme Court. They're just dealing with the various state Supreme Courts, and that is going to happen within the purview and the jurisdiction of each individual state. But what it may do, and they may be going the long way around because they can't get the Fed to outlaw these weapons, or reduce magazine capacity or anything such as that. They're now hitting the states, and I think we're going to see more cases go to the state Supreme Courts. But this may be an end round on how to go after the individual holders on this or the individual manufacturers of these guns. And I suspect what this is all designed to do is to take these weapons out of our hands, and the only people that are going to be allowed is going to be whoever the UN designates, of course, themselves, and the amount of arms that the police have and what type of arms in any given country. But it's going to come down right. to it's only the UN and the cops are going to have the guns, and you ain't going to.
Right, and you remember the article a couple of years back there where it showed the Boy Scouts training with Homeland Security, and now we have that article from Military Times where they're talking about lowering the inscription and or draft age to 16.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, it's okay for a 16-year-old to have an assault rifle when he works for the state, i.e. government, but he can't have one in his own personal possession.
Yeah, well, see, it's not really assault weapons. For them, according to the UN guidelines, these are just small arms. The designation yeah. when the single-shot rifles, they're still assault weapons for us.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then on lieu of that, though, I wanted to close off with the Americans should think more about the U.S. withdrawing from the Human Rights Organization, threatening to arrest ICC court judges, end up pulling their visas. I mean, we have a rogue government. I don't care how people vote in 2020. Something needs changed in this country, and more people are worried about watching their cute little three-year-olds twerking their little butts than what's going on in this country.
I understand. I understand the problem,
Keith. Have a good evening,
John. All right, thank you. I appreciate your call. Thank you very much, Keith. All right. Chance in West Virginia. Hello, Chance.
Yes, hello, John. God bless you for shining the spotlight on this situation with that family in Idaho. You just may be the only one that cares. I'm impressed, John. I'm impressed with your character. You know, I heard a phrase a couple of days ago, and I can't recall where I heard it, but the phrase was, prayer without action is hypocrisy.
Yep.
Action without prayer is arrogance.
And you know what, I'm sorry, Chance, thank you very much for saying that, because that goes along the lines of what I've been saying to the Christian audience. Yes, prayer. Yeah, but do me a favor. Get up off your knees. Action is what's needed, and you can pray while you're doing the mundane stuff on your actionable actions. Okay?
Exactly.
Yeah.
John, I have no time now until I see justice served for these poor folks. I have no interest in hearing world events or what's happening in other nations and all this sexual perversion. To me, it's so unimportant. You have your priorities straight. Because what's happening to these folks could just as easily, and probably will, happen to us. We've got plenty of time to talk about everything else when we're all in the gulag together, and there's no place to go, and we can't leave. Then we could talk about all these other things that have such little significance.
Well, okay, but understand something, Chance. Your priority list and my priority list may not be the other person's list. But here's what I'll have to say about this, and I thank you for bringing this up, because I just said it earlier. We have the story posted up about the Nickersons on the website, and at the bottom of each and every one of the stories on republicbroadcasting.org, they can put it on Twitter if their account isn't canceled, or they can try to put it on Facebook, but there's one thing that you can do. And everybody out there that has a computer that uses their email to talk to their friends and gather information, you all have lists, okay? It might be a short list. You might have only five people that you email. Or there may be, as reported just yesterday, that somebody called in and said, look, I have 1,200 people on my email list, and this is going on. This is going out to them. This is what I'm saying. If we do not start acting as if we have no more time left, you're not going to have a free piece of ground to which make any argument, make any statements, use the First, Second, or any amendment to our Constitution, anything. And
go,
I'm urging people right now, hear me clearly. Get this out to people. The story's on the website. It's got the email. You can email it to other people. We need to grow this audience because what's really at stake here, we're going after the hearts and the minds of the still brain dead in this country. They must be made aware. At that point in time, they can make the decision to take action or do nothing. That's still a choice, by the way, to do nothing. You've still made a choice, whether you like that or not. All right? So... Here's my bottom line message, and I thank you, Chance, for the accolades and all that. I'm just doing my job as I see it, okay? That's all that I'm doing. I'm doing my job.
You're a good man, John. You're a good man. I wish I could say that about other folks.
Well, I wish people would support this network more financially because this is a number one burden. This is a sword of Damocles that's been swinging over my little scrawny neck for a long time. And that's the one thing that I, at this point in time, I do not need to be concerned about. You want to talk about priorities? My first priority is to keep this network on the air, and then everything else follows after.
Oh, well, John, I will definitely send you something. I hope you know that. Now, listen, your first caller mentioned also about a neighbor of his that went through the same ordeal.
Yeah.
Now, how many people in this country don't even know about those situations? They know about this one, thank God. It just might make a difference for these poor folks. But how many times has this happened and we don't even hear about it? I mean, and the problem is there is no unity. People get on and talk about all, they don't know what to prioritize. They don't know what the danger that's lurking right in front of their eyes. Take care of this first and then move on to the other topics.
Right.
This is what needs priority, John, and I thank you and God bless you for shining a light on this and keeping us aware.
I'm doing my best with what we have to work with. And I thank you. I thank you, Chance. Thank you for your call. And God almighty, I don't know how to explain this. Should I use different words, different phraseology? Should I make it sound like this is a brand new idea in my head? And maybe that'll get your attention. Look, folks, we need to grow this audience to this network. And you have the power to do that. Do you understand me? I just gave you an important tool for people that love freedom and like real security, people that like, say, real money, people that want to hang on to their property, people that are tired of the rules and regulations that are inhibiting the enjoyment of their life. Pick a story. Go to our website. Pick the most benign story you can find or the most important one on your priority list and email it to a friend and suggest that they email. There are tens and hundreds of thousands of people in this country with what? Email. And they have friends that they may not be aware of these problems. Have you made them aware of it? Send them the emails. Let them know that we exist. Because the true miracle that will be worked here is to drag all of this out in the daylight in front of God and all his people in this country. Do you understand this? It is about the numbers. It is about the educated. Do you think that Mike Rivera was just doing a giddy ha-ha when he reminds you? And we've run this, Mike, how many months have we run this ad by Michael Rivera to donate to this network? Take a guess. A year? A year, maybe? Okay, got a nod. Maybe a year, maybe longer. That you are the most educated audience out there. And he meant it when he said it, because he's been a part of informing people, as I have been. We need numbers, folks. We need the people that don't know that they need us yet. Because it is going to, and by the time they find out, it's going to be too damned late for them. John in Kentucky, you're up next. Hello, John.
Hey, John.
Hi.
Presidential executive order promoting free speech and religious liberty. This was issued on May 4th, 2017. Executive order. You can go to whitehouse.gov.
Do you have email?
I do not.
Okay.
I'm
all
not
right.
Online.
Hold on one second. One more time on an information.
Okay, this is an executive order May 4th, 2017. Okay. And in this executive order, and you can go to whitehouse.gov to get this. Just go under executive orders.
Uh-huh.
It's back up a little bit because it's 2017, May 4th, 2017.
Right.
And then you read about, it'll say, by the authority vested in me and all that, it'll be one paragraph. Second paragraph talks about the policy. Third paragraph gets into respecting religious and political speech, and it targets the Secretary of Treasury. Secretary of Treasury's on top of, got the thumb over Chase. And it's a directive to all agencies to respect religious authority.
Huh. That would be God himself, wouldn't it?
Read it for yourself. I mean, I'm telling you.
John, the authority here would be God himself, which the state has turned its back on.
What I'm trying to tell you is, here's a way for the Nicholsons to attack directly through the feds and through Secretary of Treasury Steve Mnuchin. They have him attack Chase for their illegal actions. And they've got the authority to do it.
Well, John,
read the executive order.
I will do that. And you know what? I'm still doing the bidding, aren't I?
Still doing the bidding.
I'm still working in God's stead, right, John? You know what I'm saying.
Yes, I do.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate your call, John. Thank you for calling in.
You're very welcome.
Okay, sir. And that comment that I made was not meant for anybody else except John in Kentucky. All right. Getting back to this story here about the lawsuit going after Remington Arms that is bankrupt. Let me see here. What in God's green earth is in here chewing around? Can you hear this? Come in here. This is bizarre. Quiet. Just stand and listen. Do I have a cat in here trying to go in a litter box or something? I can hear this, and I even have my microphone on, or my headphones on. It's cold outside. That means the mice are coming in, and they're chewing. Upstairs, in the attic. Thank you, Mike. All right. I'm not going to set any traps. It's a poor mouse that tried to come in from the cold. I'll let God's creature survive today. At any rate, this is the argument that was put forth in front of the Connecticut Supreme Court, and this is their decision. It's only 2 minutes and 19 seconds long. Ready?
The U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday delivered a ruling rattling the firearms industry.
Wait a minute. This is the United States Supreme Court, not the Connecticut Supreme Court. Okay. This story has been skewed because that's what I reported. All right. We'll continue.
It rejected a claim by gunmaker Remington Arms to quash a lawsuit brought by the families of victims killed in the 2012 Sandy Hook School massacre. 20-year-old Adam Lanza used a Remington Bushmaster rifle and other weapons to murder 20 children and 6 adults. A 2005 federal...
Wait a minute. They're not even... can I even trust this report? It's been reported that this is the Connecticut State Supreme Court. It said so in the body of the article. Supposedly 26 kids were killed at Sandy Hook, and this is reporting 20. Okay, just keeping things even, Steven.
Law shields firearms companies from liability when their guns are used to commit crime.
Yeah, let's take the commercial break. Let me back this thing up. This is really bizarre because the report is contradicting what they're actually reporting. All right, we'll take the break. We'll be back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
How do you sleep when your bed's burning? Sheldon in Spokane, Washington. Hello, Sheldon.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon. I'd like you to do me and yourself a favor. I just got out of 2 months short of a two-year battle in Superior Court. I can't be too specific. And one of my main assaults was a summary judgment. And ask this gentleman, when you talk to him, what is in his playbook when the judge whips out the one that's just obfuscation and chicanery and they won't acknowledge your motions. They just delay. And if he has an attorney, his attorney is going to just be in the crowd with the other attorney.
Yep. Well, that's what they bought. That's what Donna already expressed. Donna Nickerson also in as much said that the attorney she had at the outset of this says, oh, there's nothing you can do about it.
Right. Well, that's because he was afraid of compromising himself and his reputation. Something can be done, but before that happens, you've got to have a constitutional judge that's not afraid, that's not being leveraged, and you may have a chance. The only good chance they have is they're 100 miles from the Canadian border. because we got sold out down here probably, I think it was 3 or 4 years ago. First it was 50, then they raised it to 100. If you're 100 miles from the Canadian border, you are no longer under constitutional rule. You're under Homeland Security because you are within the
buffer
jurisdiction
zone
of the Border Patrol for seizure.
They call that the buffer zone. They've got the same thing on our southern coast.
Well, yeah, talk to that guy, and I'll call you back and see if he's got any revelations, but
Sheldon, I have not spoken to the husband yet, just the wife. I'm waiting to speak to him. She's fired up. Her adrenaline, her adrenal glands are full tilt boogie right now, and I'm sure she's been up most of the night and the day, and she's out there with her brethren in the rain praying. I hope she doesn't get pneumonia, but I wanted to talk to the husband to get a greater picture as to what has transpired with this, because I can see no way with the proper exposure to this, Sheldon, we can blow him out of the water with this one.
Well, I know a lot of people like that that are just been paying on their homes forever, and they don't finish the deal. They go out and buy another section of land before that section's completely done. And there's a lot of people putting themselves in compromising positions. They've been doing it for decades, and now all of a sudden that's about to change.
Well, and it's funny, Sheldon, it's funny you should mention that, because they have property up in Montana. Now, do we want to lay any bets it's within 100 miles of the Canadian border?
I bet it is.
Yeah.
Thank you for your show, sir, very much.
Thank you, Sheldon. I appreciate that very much. That's another angle we can look at here. I'm going to make sure that these people have all the ammunition that they need to put down range. Because, folks, I know this probably better than anybody on this planet does. They will be coming for you next. It's just a matter of their priority list, isn't it? All right. Back to this. I want to play the rest. Okay, if it'll allow me to. What just happened here? Okay. It's not allowing me to do anything with the video. Okay. Kill. Jeez, old Pete. Gotta have ads here. Everybody's making money. All right, come on, come on, come on, come on. All right.
Remington is one of the largest and oldest U.S. gun manufacturers, founded in 1816. And on Sunday, the company filed for bankruptcy protection. The filing came a day after massive nationwide protests in the U.S. calling for tougher gun control. Remington was bought by private equity firm Cerberus Capital Management in 2007, which transformed the iconic gun maker into a holding company. Renamed the Freedom Group, it included the brand Bushmaster. Bushmaster manufactured this assault rifle, used by Adam Lanza to murder 20 children and 6 adults in Sandy Hook Elementary in 2012. After that, Cerberus tried unsuccessfully to sell the company, but gun sales were high during Barack Obama's presidency. Gun advocates claimed that with each successive mass shooting, new restrictions were imminent, and that helped spark a rush to gun shops. Donald Trump's election changed that. The FBI performs background checks for most reported gun purchases, and data from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms shows the number of background checks dropped almost 10% in 2017, Trump's first year in office. The most recent quarterly report from Remington shows net sales down nearly 30% in the first 9 months of 2017 compared to the year prior. In February, the company reached a deal with its lenders to cut its $950 million debt load. Creditors would convert debt into equity, owning a piece of the company. One investor told Reuters he was offered Remington debt for as low as 25 cents on the dollar.
And a company that is no longer in business, there is a reason why J.P. Morgan Chase is holding equity in this thing. Right back to the banks. All right, let's take this break, bottom of the hour break. We'll be back. 800-313-9443. More on this issue when we get back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Music. Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Some say life will beat you down and break your heart.
All right. It was my error. It wasn't the Connecticut Supreme Court. It was the United States Supreme Court. And why didn't I hear about this on Fox News? Oh, boy.
Trying hard to get a better signal on your cell phone?
I'm trying to get the story without your stupid ad.
U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday delivered a ruling rattling the firearms industry. It rejected a claim by gunmaker Remington Arms to quash a lawsuit brought by the families of victims killed in the 2012 Sandy Hook School massacre. 20-year-old Adam Lanza used a Remington Bushmaster rifle and other weapons to murder 20 children and 6 adults. A 2005 federal law shields firearms companies from liability when their guns are used to commit crimes. But the survivor's lawsuit claims that Remington's aggressive marketing of its Bushmaster rifle used in the shooting knowingly violated a Connecticut law banning ads that promote violent criminal behavior. The plaintiff's lawyer...
Oh, so that's the hook here, that this promotes violent behavior, where in the statistics I've been looking at, this is used hundreds of thousands of times in this country for self-protection. The contention of the lawsuit is wrong.
Made the case before Connecticut's top court in 2017, saying it was no accident the Bushmaster and other AR-15-style rifles have become the weapon of choice for mass shooters.
We have evidence that Adam Lanza heard the message and was driven specifically to the Bushmaster for his lone gunman combat mission. Oh, Remington's words, this is their words, advertising the weapon, "Forces of opposition bow down. You are single-handedly outnumbered." Those words in a marketing campaign, they don't happen accidentally. We all know that.
An attorney for Remington argued the company should be insulated from the lawsuit.
What happened in the school that morning was horrific.
Yeah, and that's going on the assumption that it was a real occurrence. And do you see the silver lining in this one, folks? The contention is that Sandy Hook did not happen, that no children died and no adults died there. If they want to make a big deal out of this and there's going to be an appeal, well, if these lawyers, well, you know what lawyers are, folks. You know, they can battle each other in court. You know, they can scream and slather at each other, but, you know, come lunchtime or dinner time, they're sitting there having drinks with each other. Sorry.
It was a tragedy that will not be forgotten. But no matter how tragic, no matter how much we wish those children and their teachers were not lost and their families had not suffered, the law needs to be applied dispassionately.
The National Rifle Association and other gun lobby groups backed Remington in the case. The NRA called the lawsuit company killing. The Connecticut State Supreme Court ruled that the lawsuit could go forward, and Remington appealed to the Supreme Court. But the justices did not hear the appeal and did not include any comment on why they refused to take the case.
Okay. Now, I'm a little confused here. It's saying the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled on this, but then the story tells us that the Supreme Court refused to hear the case. So does this then revert? Is the finding here with the Connecticut Supreme Court, as my original contention was? It seems so. If the United States Supreme Court refused to hear this case, well, then how can they make a ruling on a case that they didn't hear? So it's got to be the Connecticut Supreme Court.
The move paves the way for the lawsuit against Remington to proceed.
Yeah, with a lot of debt there as well, ladies and gentlemen. Let's not forget. Shut up. Let's not forget that, because as I already have pointed out here, that that company was almost $1 billion in debt. Now, how that happened is beyond me. Remington had been in business for many, many years. And yeah, the Bushmaster, as I said, I own one. It's a quality weapon. They also manufactured ammunition. And folks, you know how people have been buying self-protection weapons and ammunition hand over fist, especially anytime these clowns start to come after or make noises like they're coming after the guns. The gun manufacturers and the ammunition manufacturers, Bill Clinton was and Janet Reno was their best friend. Well, so to speak. Because every time they'd start to utter phrases like, well, you know, the assault weapons and, you know, capacity magazines and all, what would people do? They immediately hit their gun shows and start buying stuff in quantity. I remember seeing videos of a grandmother going to a gun show and herself wheeling out about 8 cases of AK-47 ammunition. A grandmother. The hands... The weapons and the ammunition is in the hands of the American people. And that's something that they don't know how to deal with. That's why these red flag laws popped up. They're eating around the edges of that Second Amendment. Keep your damn hands off of my self-protection. And it is clear to everybody, politicians included, ladies and gentlemen, yet, yeah, they don't want to mention what that Second Amendment really is about. It is about the protection from criminals, whether they're from the U.S. government, a police agency, a rogue mask guy that wants to break in your house and steal your stuff, whether he's operating independently or with one of the state or federal agencies. Now, here is the clip on the Sandy Hook victims and their announcement on suing Remington.
Because our country cannot come together on the issues of assault rifles, these mass shootings will continue to happen. my family and those represented here stand in solidarity with the families from Orlando and the community of Orlando. Our actions here are meant to bring about change. Sadly, that change did not come in time for your loved ones. This is why we will continue to fight for change. We are Newtown, and we are Orlando.
The fight in Washington is linked to the fight in Bridgeport, Connecticut, to hold accountable the gun manufacturers, but also keep guns out of the hands of terrorists and make sure that we keep faith with the American people.
Oh, really? Used by Adam Lanza. It wasn't used by Nancy Lanza. It wasn't used by Riverview Sales. It wasn't used by Danforth. The plaintiffs are expanding a negligent entrustment action in ways that Connecticut courts have never recognized, and no court in this country has ever recognized that a product manufacturer, 2 and 3 steps removed from a retail sale, the actual supplying of a product, can be liable for negligently entrusting the product.
How did a weapon designed specifically for highly trained soldiers to be used in combat? So,
and again, let me just point out that these AR-15s and AK-47s that are legally purchased by American citizens are not assault weapons. The assault weapon category comes under fully automatic weapons. That's why we have the T-tiny small arms.
So coveted for the military, we allege in our complaint this, that for its ability to kill and so exceptional at its job that for 50 years later, it remains the gold standard military assault rifle. And there it was on the floor of a first grade classroom, having been used by a civilian whose only resemblance to a military person was that he dressed like one on that day.
Their case is so full of malarkey. Adam Lanza didn't, and I'm, excuse me, folks, let me play devil's advocate by picking up their meme that Adam Lanza was actually in that school, actually used a Bushmaster AR-15, which he didn't. That weapon was recovered from the trunk of the car, as the reports go, that he was driving. It was not in his possession in that school, and he did not buy it. Supposedly his mother did, but she conveniently ended up dead by the hands of Adam Lanza. You starting to get the picture here, folks? The cutouts, the people that you can't ask anymore, they're dead. And now we have the lawyers coming in, along with the government of the respective states and probably people within the federal government as well, that these evil assault weapons, they were never meant to be in the hands of the people. I beg to differ with you. The unorganized militia, that's codified into U.S. law. We're allowed to have our arms. Do you get that? And no amount of paperwork or lawyering up is going to change that. And Mike Rivera was right about this. The only way that the Second Amendment can be amended is by amendment, which they have not attempted to do. They will not do a all-on front assault against the Second Amendment. They won't do it because they know damn right well they'll lose. They've been nibbling around the edges on this one. Do I have any callers, Mike? Ken in New York. Hello, Ken.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I wrote down some suggestions while you were talking and playing your clip. J.P. Morgan Chase is committing a hate crime. And that other caller may have provided a valuable piece of information.
By way of executive order, you mean?
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
And then perhaps John Whitehead might be interested in this. The third suggestion
Stop you here. John Whitehead, I am not bringing on this program. I had contacted him roughly 5 or 6 months ago, and I've got a funny feeling there's some backdoor shenanigans going on.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yes, because I had him scheduled. There was conversation between the two of us, and for some reason, he bowed out. Now, the other instance, as I reported on the air, and Steve Elkins was with me, Monday when I told the story about getting another guy on, and this is the guy that told me, well, I go to bed when the sun, or no, I don't do interviews after the sun goes down.
Wait a minute, what was that?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Okay.
Yeah, let me get to the email here, because this is rather fascinating, because he did reply back to me. Evidently, Institute for Political Economy is what the email is, and of course, this is none other than Paul Craig Roberts. I couldn't think of the guy's name. He emailed me back today. I had said to him that I called last week, and I'm reading the exact email. When I called last week, you said you were tied up. My program runs 6 to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you're available next week, just pick a day. I'm flexible next week. Thanks, John Statman, owner of Republic Broadcasting Network. I sent that message to him last Friday. He sent the message back to me, John, I'm 80 years old and I don't work after dark anymore. And I sat and I thought about this and I thought, well, that's kind of strange. So I emailed him back. I just wanted to see if he would respond. So if it were summertime, you could do the interview? He emailed me back today, possibly, but I'll be 81. But I will be 81. You can ask me then. There's something going on here that doesn't smell right to me. But I'm just paying attention to my BS meter, and it's starting to peg all the way to the right.
All right, then, can I, let me scratch that name off, and the reason I suggested, I would suggest that they don't do pro se for this unless they're really careful, and because based on what I've listened to from Ralph Winterode, if you're not very careful with these people, they're just going to roll over, and my opinion is if you're not willing to file criminal complaints against the prosecutor or the judge, you're not going to create any attention. The next one would be James O'Keefe. Do you talk with him?
I have never been able to reach the man.
Oh, because if he had he has a video clip that might be able, the video clip you said he had of J.P. Morgan admitting pretty much the same thing that the Nickersons are talking about.
Yeah, and I forget the guy's name. But he had been banking, ironically, with Chase Bank for 10 years. He had actually contacted Chase. His was T-shirts and bumper stickers and all things political. And he had contacted J.P. Morgan Chase. They had gone through the thing with him, and they said, no, everything is just fine. That's not a problem. Something in this guy's head told him that he needs to get the clearance from J.P. Morgan Chase in order for him to operate. He was a client of theirs. He did everything, met all of their standards. Then all of a sudden, 10 years later, about the same time frame here, guess who, well, you know who, was debanked by Chase as well. And the same reason was given to both of us. We don't have to tell you why. But Veritas O'Keefe did a little bit of digging and actually got them to admit on, and he's got the recording, that, we just don't want to do business with these people. There's a case out there to be built. And if you remember me saying, Ken, that I need to go after J.P. Morgan Chase, but I don't have the time or the money in which to do that, this has got to be, and excuse the term, collective approach to this. Maybe if I can get Veritas to talk with me, to come together and pull these cases together and criminally go after these people, I'd be more than happy, Ken, to be a participant in that action. I would be more than happy.
To that end, what I was going to suggest, if you could get him to give you an affidavit and a declaration, and the Nickersons would have put it in the public record, this is what Ralph says all the time, they don't pay attention to anything except the public record. So if you can get something like that entered as evidence, or a couple more like that, that might be a powerful weapon to use against.
And Ken, here's the deal. This is why I'm asking for donations to support this network, because this is my number one priority to keep the network. You know, I'd be more than happy to help everybody that I possibly can, but I got to get this burden out of the way to give me the latitude to operate in the theater I should be operating in. Do you understand that, Ken?
And I do. You can look at my account. I give.
No. I'm not. This wasn't personally directed to you I know that you do.
Yeah. And then it goes further than that. Then I'm thinking that if you can make a case, or if they can make a case against J.P. Morgan, they could get discovery. You know, we always have that issue about are these guys giving mortgages out to judges? You might want to get James Fetzer on to comment on something like that, or maybe he knows something about this case.
Yeah, well, James Fetzer may be an integral part of this case, especially the Remington Arms deal, because there can be no case if the entire case is built on lies. If he is correct that nobody died at Sandy Hook, we got him by the short hairs. Ken, I've got a break. Thank you very much for your call, and thank you for your support.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I was just sent this email. It just popped up. Evidently, there's a woman by the name of Marjorie Greene. She's trying to run for office. And evidently, all they have is a picture. They suspended her Twitter account. And really, no reason given. Well, I'm shocked. They wouldn't do, Twitter wouldn't do anything like that. Well, the reason that they gave it was her criticism about transgenderism. So they suspended a political person, Marjorie Greene, a female GOP congressional candidate, because, well, she's been to platform because she's talking about the transgender issue. Now, isn't that screwing with politics? I don't know. Maybe this executive order from May 4th, 2017. Thank you, John in Kentucky. This very well may be the thing that'll crack their proverbial egg open. We'll see. We shall see. Let me see here. Anything else I can squeeze in here? We only have a couple minutes left. Any more callers there, Mike? Okay. All right. Let me see if there's a shorty here. One other. The Brexit deal. Now, Farage's big ask, may save Brexit as Johnson concedes. Nigel Farage is the face of Brexit from the start of his political career. He's gone for the big ask. Got to be careful how I say that. As his friend Donald Trump would put it, get the UK out of the European Union. Everybody in the Western political establishment hates him because of this. Over the past year, he's been prophetic in his analysis of how the Conservatives have maneuvered to betray UK's departure from the European Union. For more than a week since announcing the Brexit Party's electoral strategy, Farage has been under enormous pressure from all quarters to stand down many of his candidates and not fight the Tories. Farage's initial strategy, contest the whole election, was exactly as I suggested in my last article on Brexit. It was high-risk, Trumpian, big ask. It may be an opening bid in a complex negotiation that ends with them making a pact towards the end of the campaign. Frankly, that only happens if the polls shift considerably from where they are. Politics is not a game for the timid or the weak. If Farage is to be a big player in British politics, he needs to act like he's a big player in British politics. My very cynical take is that no one in power actually wants Brexit to happen if it means real political change in the UK, including the ERG. All right, folks, we are out of time. We appreciate you being here today. Remember what I said. Go to our website. There's a thing that you can email friends. Get important stuff by your priority out to your friends. Drive them to the network that's supplying this information. I guarantee you we'll give them an earful, and then they can decide to do something or do nothing. By doing nothing, they have still made a choice. Please support this network, folks. It's more important now than ever.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.